Let's try to figure out what's going on with gas prices this week, expected to go up. And Phil Flynn, our friend, the energy expert, always says, well, and it's the summer blend, you know that. And then, of course, there's this other thing called an extra tax that's going into effect this week. How are you, Phil? How's it going?
I'm doing great. I like the Vladklist drive. And, you know, that has a nice ring to it. And you won't have to change as many letters on the sign.
Let's be done with the sign changing for now, especially that kind of thing. I don't know, Phil. I'm looking at, you know, you often counsel me through this when summertime hits and our gas prices go up and we're all driving. And we're driving again, I think you've heard. Everyone's taking road trips, but the prices are trending upwards.
They are, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. I mean, we're already at a national average of 309.9, and, you know, by the end of the week, we could be pushing a national average near 315. Now, I know that doesn't sound a lot in Chicago, because, you know, you're already paying in Chicago probably 355, but it probably means that there are going to be some stations in downtown Chicago that will be pushing maybe $4 a gallon in a couple of weeks. So it's a big pain at the pump. And everybody's going to be paying the price. And, you know, combination of factors driving us, but here it is. We've been warning about it for months. And, you know, I hate to say we were correct, but it's coming at us in a big way.
So there's a new tax, though, right? We have a new half cent per gallon, depending on the blend that goes into effect July 1st this week.
That's right. The new summertime blend, Senate Bill number 1, that's adding a little bit of cost to all the gasoline, the new taxes to rebuild roads and bridges. And interestingly enough, the Biden administration, in their new infrastructure bill, has been very adamant about not wanting to add another gasoline tax. You know, there's a lot of people that are saying, how are we going to pay for these roads and bridges? And a lot of people are pushing for another gas tax. But let's face it, we're going to tax like crazy on gasoline. The average people can't afford it. And so it's really, you know, become a political hot potato. In the Biden administration is probably going to be the guys that are going to get in trouble because they're the ones in power as these gasoline prices spike.
Illinois' 6 highest average gas prices in the nation, highest in the Midwest by far. The average for Illinois right now, $3.30 a gallon. In Missouri, $2.80 a gallon, largely due to taxes. So I don't know, Phil. I don't love this. I don't love this. We keep going up with this. We're widely known for the taxes on gas, and now here we go. Here we go again.
We are. You know, you've got Cook County taxes, you've got the EPA taxes, you've got the federal taxes, you know, you've got the summer blend taxes, and it is a way that the government looks at gasoline prices, and they know people have got to pay it, right? You know, because you've got to go to work, you've got to get to the train station, and it's a shame because I think there are more dynamic ways, you know, to work around this. And what I'm afraid too, you know, in the big picture, you know, the world wants to go green, and you know, we want to talk about electric cars. But you know, the problem with all of that is that if you do it too dramatically fast, you're not investing enough in the traditional energy sources to keep prices down during this energy transition. And we're already seeing part of the reason why prices are going up is because the U.S. is not going to produce as much oil because they're going to be more regulated, so we're producing less oil. And we're not getting rid of the cars fast enough. I mean, how many people out there are going to buy an electric car in the next year? Probably not a lot. You know, but the oil investment is acting like, you know, everybody's going to be driving electric cars in a couple of years. And because of that, it's just going to make the cost of gasoline very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Stuff to keep our eyes on. Thank you, Phil, for explaining it for us. And I hope you're not traveling too far for the holiday weekend.
I'm not going to. I'm going to sit there and try to walk. It's cheap that way. Of course, they're going to figure out a way to tax that in Chicago.
Yeah, you never know. Just keep me posted.
Put something on your shoe, I think.
Thank you, Phil. Good talking with you. Enjoy your walks.
Bye-bye.